5. We are launching into hour number 3, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. Continuing with the phone calls, let's go to, I believe it is Tom in Maine. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey guys, thanks a lot.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I've been watching this Ed Brown thing unfold all day, and I've been hearing a lot of people talk about we need to, you know, centralize everything and sort of have this overreaching hierarchy and some kind of chain of command, and I just don't really think that's the way to go about things.
Are a lot of people saying that? Because that's an awful idea.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say a lot, but certainly the idea has been floated by some, seemed to be gaining some traction. I mean, I've been hitting a lot of websites and listening to a lot of different radio outlets on the web.
Well, anybody that tries that approach will inevitably hopefully come to the realization that it was a waste of time, because the more centralized an activist movement is, the slower it is, the less agile it is, the less able it is to respond when it is needed, and it just becomes, I mean, it's essentially making yourself bureaucratic. I don't want to have anything to do with centralization, personally.
It hasn't worked particularly well for the Libertarian Party.
No.
No, I don't either, and I think the evidence was demonstrated today exactly why that doesn't work, because we saw, you know, the phone lines cut at the Brown household, and so if we're all sort of relying on one network, and that network is taken down, then what?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So I think the sort of lone wolf individual activism approach.
It's not necessarily lone wolf. It's just individualistic and decentralized. So, for instance, here in New Hampshire, I am involved in activism here in Keene as part of FreeKeene.com. I'm also involved with NHFree.com and sort of also get tied into other liberty-oriented organizations here. So, you know, there are different organizations, and I can sort of pick and choose which ones I like and come and go as I please. That's a good thing, because it's competition amongst the liberty organizations for interested parties and for participants and that sort of thing, and that's a healthy thing to have in an activist movement. And you're right, the other part about centralization and having this sort of one group that you turn to for information or activism or whatever it is that they're doing means that if they target those who are in charge of that group, then the group becomes useless. Whereas if you've got sort of this decentralized structure, sort of, and I don't know how else to draw an example, but sort of like the terrorists, sort of like insurgent groups, but without all the violence. It's, you know, cells of individuals getting together on a voluntary basis to work together towards whatever their common goal is, but they don't have any allegiance to one another necessarily. If they don't like what's going on in their cell, they can go and form their own cell or join somebody else's cell. And when I say cells, I'm talking about different organizations and different activities and activism.
I agree, and I think you made the point very well, and maybe my lone wolf terminology wasn't certainly the best, but I do think that's what we need to do. I mean, myself in my town, you know, I can form my network and hook in with you guys and, you know, get together with the Free State crowd on certain issues and the Fair Tax crowd on this or the Libertarian Party and so on.
Yep.
But I get really nervous when I hear people talking about these mega overarching groups, because, of course, then, what comes next but the infiltrators and the people that are going to take these things down, and I think it just becomes much easier for us to be sort of co-opted and silenced.
Centralization, centralized organizing is sort of the old world way of doing activism, you know? I mean, now we've got the internet. Now things are becoming more decentralized by nature, and to be centralized in a more decentralized world where we can easily access one another, where we can share ideas quickly and efficiently.
So when you say old world, you mean pre-internet days?
Yeah, totally.
The old world means Europe to me.
Old school. I mean, you know, it's sort of, it's antiquated, it's ineffective. It would have been, it makes more sense back when all you could do was write letters or pick up a phone to contact. Then you had to have, you know, somebody, some organization of leaders meet to make a decision, and then they had to pick up their phones and use their phone trees to spread the message to their membership or send out a newsletter or something like that. But, you know, that was more of, you know, a 19, early 20th century sort of technique. And beyond that, I think nowadays decentralization is the way to go. It's quick, it's agile, and it's effective. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go to, it is Brent in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brent.
Hey, Brent.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about, I guess this kind of ties in a couple of things you've talked about tonight. With
okay.
the, I just got here to New Hampshire, actually.
Congratulations. Where
thanks
did you end up?
Well, thank you. Say what?
Where did you turn up?
Dover.
Oh, that's the eastern area of New Hampshire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
For the summer, at least. I'm probably going to move somewhere else in New Hampshire later, but
that's the
point.
It's like Portsmouth without all the taxes.
Yeah. I do like it here. It is pretty, but
it's so beautiful.
Still a little rich for my blood in this area. But
now, are you alone? Did you come by yourself? Do you have a family or a girlfriend? Or what's
your status? I have a family, and I had a girlfriend, but I'm here alone.
Okay.
So.
Well, hey, we'll take however many we can get at any given time.
Yeah.
And so are you, like, rooming with other Free Staters, or what's your living situation like?
No, I'm rooming with some post-college students, I guess you would call them.
Gotcha.
Other people about my age. But
did you just find them from a distance, or did you already know them before
you
moved up?
Yeah, Craigslist.
Awesome.
So.
What did it cost you as a – you sound fairly young. How old are you?
I'm 22.
What did it cost you to move to New Hampshire?
About $300 probably, maybe.
Right. The gas, maybe, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I put what I own in the back of my car and drove, so.
Good for you. Congratulations. So it doesn't cost a lot. Somebody was on the air the other night. The reason I asked, somebody was complaining that, in this day and age, it's so hard to move out of an area. How can you expect people to just move? It's not that hard. Now, the more stuff you have, the more difficult it is. But if you're a young person, I mean, it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
But, where did you come from?
I came, say what?
Where did you move from?
Oh, Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Very good. So what's your first step? You just arrived this week. You've been sort of, I guess, driving around, getting acquainted with the area. And what do you feel like you're going to do for your first activism?
I don't know, actually. I'm going to be, tomorrow I'm going to call up the welcome wagon, whatever the local welcome wagon person is from the Free State Project website. And
right.
See what contacts they have, what they know about this particular part of the state. Today I spent actually driving around the state. I ended up getting lost somewhere up in the national forest up there.
That's easy.
The northern part of the state. So.
Heck, it's easy to get lost in your own town when you first move here because the signage is awful. The street signs are terrible.
Yeah, they're not wasting tax money on street signs in New Hampshire.
So why were you calling beyond to tell us that you moved to New Hampshire?
Oh, well, I was listening to some of your podcasts. On the CD player while I was driving here, and there was a lot of talk, it seemed like, about violence versus nonviolence.
Yes.
As far as overthrowing government or downsizing government or whatever
mm-hmm.
your goals are. And I think that the way that both sides of that argument are thinking about it is somewhat off. You know, we are not fighting this government. We're not fighting the people in this government. We're fighting the idea of government. We have to... the reason that people will let a policeman come into their house or come into somebody else's house, generally people get upset when it's their own house, but, you know, the reason that nobody says peep when a policeman comes into a house and points a gun at somebody who isn't threatening them, you know,
mm-hmm.
Is that they've got the special hat. They have the legitimacy.
Right,
and
the badge.
Yeah, that's what you have to fight, and you need to understand that, you know, for instance, this thing with Martin Luther King versus the Black Panthers. Well, Martin Luther King wasn't trying to make the government smaller. He was trying to gain legitimacy for his cause in the media and in people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very different from trying to decrease the legitimacy of the government. You know, if you want to increase the legitimacy of the Free State Project in the media, you know, sitting around and getting bonked on the head by police batons is actually probably a pretty good way to do that. But I don't think that that will decrease the overall legitimacy of the government. It'll just make people think of us as a good group.
Hmm. Well, it might make them think that those particular cops are bad. Let's explore this a little more. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Destroying the aura of legitimacy. One of my favorite topics.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. June 7, 2007, gold 688.83 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 689.83, 340, 35 for half, 170.18 for quarter. That's 689.83, 340, 15, and 170.18. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads a attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-920-9827. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money, and once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. That does include updates. You get signed up, we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts at sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net, take their asset protection crash course today, and they'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net.
We're back. Oh, you what?
I said, I've done it.
Okay, great. We're back with Brent in New Hampshire, one of the new movers to New Hampshire, just arrived within the last week, and we've sort of been discussing the aura of legitimacy that government has, or the cloak of legitimacy that it uses to disguise its violent actions, because libertarians, I think, tend to know that the government is really nothing but a group of people doing business at the point of a gun. And many government bureaucrats don't even realize that themselves. There are only a select group of them that actually do realize the violent nature of the work that they do. And so one of the ways to reveal government's true nature of violence is to do civil disobedience and allow them to show how violent they are, like Lauren Canario and Russell Canning have so effectively done so far, and people that are more familiar, like Gandhi. But what are some of the other ways that you had maybe thought of, Brent, that that we can help remove that cloak from the government?
Well, I actually have a bit of a bone to pick with that particular method, because I don't think that shows government for the violent animal that it is, but I don't think that does anything to reduce the legitimacy of that violence. You know, the government doesn't have to hide its violence. It doesn't have to hide its lying. It doesn't have to hide its cheating, its stealing. It doesn't have to hide any of those things. It can do it in broad daylight, because most people see it as legitimate. They see it as okay that the government commits violence.
You're correct. That's right.
And everything else.
They see it as okay that they put Russell Canning in jail. Though hopefully some will say, "Hey, that's a little too much." And
maybe some will, but I think that, like I said, I think that sitting and getting hit in the head with batons, you know, while you're linking arms in front of the courthouse or something like that, is a lot more to make people feel sorry for you and feel good about you, and not as much to make them see that government isn't legitimate, basically. You know, like I said, the parallel to the Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement and everything, you know, their goal wasn't to make government smaller. Their goal was to make themselves see legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Make themselves be seen as legitimate.
So are you advocating some other form of civil disobedience? Is that what you're
saying? I advocate, I guess there's a couple of things that I think take major chunks out of the legitimacy of government. One is to replace government services with better private versions. You know, private schools, start a private school, start a private police agency, start a, you know, just all of these different things. You know, private defense agency, if you've got enough capital to get it going, you know, just basically replacing all these things that people say, well, what about? Well, you say, well, look how well this is working. You know, that just takes a huge chunk out of the legitimacy of government. Because people see things like policing or schools being done without violence, and all of a sudden that violence looks kind of...
Yeah, but schools have been done for a long time. I mean, the private schools have been around forever, hasn't done a damn thing.
That only the very rich kids will get to go to school if there aren't public schools, and, you know, so if there... We need to get more private schools. We need to get more private police agencies. So
but the trick, though, I mean, I agree with you, Brent. But the trick is, yes, you can say we need more private schools, but in the world where everyone, or for the most part, most people are conditioned to believe that they should just send their kids to the government school because they're already paying for it, that's a hard thing to sell to people. It'd be better if we could somehow convince them to get rid of the government schools in the first place, because then the market really would respond with the necessary private schools required. It's just very difficult to get out there and start up a private school that's going to be able to compete at a you know, an affordable rate in this current day and age with the government semi-monopoly that they have.
Yeah.
So you're talking about destroying legitimacy. You're talking about destroying government's legitimacy, but I feel like you're sort of getting ahead of yourself in that you can't do a lot of these things until you've already effectively destroyed government's monopolies and that sort of thing.
Well, there's another method I think that would work, or does work very well, actually, to make government look like the ridiculous fumbling beast it is, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, things like this Aqua Teen scare. That makes government just look ridiculous. It makes them look like this, the incompetent boobs they are.
Yeah,
basically.
Absolutely.
And, you know, anything, you know, even if it's something as simple as going around and, you know, putting a little flyer on all of the stop signs that says, "Haunted, you hate taxes," or something like that. You know, basically just doing little things that show that, you know, you can kind of basically thumbing your nose at the government publicly and getting away with it. The thing is, you don't want people to know who you are. I think what we need is a movement without leaders. Because if we have leaders, we're going to end up with, you know, the American Revolution. Yeah, we were fighting to rid ourselves of this tyrannical government, but then, what is it, 5-10 years later, one of the major leaders of the revolution was leading an army against the Whiskey Rebellion. Washington was leading an army against the Whiskey Rebellion.
We certainly have our work cut out for us, and I think that as you're here in New Hampshire and networking with other liberty-minded individuals, that will help with the whole the brainstorming process. I presume you're going to be attending Porkfest in a few days?
Yeah.
Great. Now, that's going to be a great experience for you, getting around hundreds of other individuals who think the same way, and throw those ideas out there to them, and they're going to bounce some back to you, and we're going to find some real effective ways to remove the cloak of legitimacy. And I think, of course, one of those effective ways is by, you know, getting in control of the media as much as we possibly can, infiltrating into there like we're doing here on Free Talk Live. And thanks for the suggestions. Call us again sometime. We appreciate it, man. And congratulations on moving to New Hampshire. 1-800-259-9231. I think that's awesome. $300 is what it cost him to move up here, and it's the cost of with the cost of gas. Doesn't cost that much.
I'm still stuck on whether George Washington, in fact, led the Whiskey Rebellion or not.
He said one of them. I don't think he was there. Specified. 800-259-9231. One thing's for sure: liberty-oriented people together in one place. That is here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, are going to come up with some of the most awesome, radical, inspiring, original ideas to help spread the message of freedom. Probably some that have never been proffered before, or some certainly that have never been attempted before. And I think having all these people together, working in so many different ways in that sort of decentralized mode, is really going to come to fruition in some amazing ways within the next 5 to 10 years. In fact, let's see what Dennis in New Hampshire has to say about that. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, dude.
Well, there's a whole bunch of interesting stuff happening in New Hampshire. One thing that's not been talked about this evening is the constitutional crisis we're in right now.
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Talking about the legitimacy of government, one of the branches of our government, the judiciary, specifically our Supreme Court, has decided that they can make laws, which is kind of weird. They've gone ahead and told the legislature that they have to write a law telling everybody what an adequate education is. And
or
that
else
they
what?
Have,
what? What if they don't?
That's the question. Let them enforce it. Where are the guns?
Yeah, are they going to arrest all the legislators?
Unfortunately, too many of the legislators think that they can be told what to do. It's very scary for them.
Oh, dear.
Well, they want to be told what to do.
Dennis, let's bring you back. You can explain this a little bit more on the way. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. ACN here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, June 18th through the 24th. That's coming up. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Dennis is on the line from New Hampshire, one of the Free State Project members. And Dennis, I presume you will be attending Porkfest. Dennis? Is Dennis there still? Dennis?
Here I am.
There he is. Are you going to Porkfest?
I'm attending Porkfest. In fact, here's a plug. The weekend before Porkfest, June 17th, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is having our big yearly thing that we do, our dinner. So I'd invite anyone to go to nhliberty.org and get the details there.
Spiffy, so you were talking to us about the situation here in New Hampshire. You described it as a constitutional crisis, and we just barely scratched the surface. What is going on?
So basically, the Supreme Court said that you legislators, you have to write a law that determines what an adequate education is, and then you got to pay for it. And this is mostly because New Hampshire's constitution doesn't explicitly say that the state will provide an education. And that got some people.
It certainly
really
doesn't. I mean, I've read the whole thing. It's not there.
Absolutely not. You know, a guy who is just super knowledgeable about this is Gardner Goldsmith, your sometime co-host. The guy is like a genius on this stuff. But anyways, something happened just this Wednesday. There were what they did in their deviousness, they decided to have two completely unrelated pieces of legislation. One would say, this is what we define a proper education to be, and that doesn't mention at all how much it costs or where the money comes from. And then another one, completely separate, that this is where the money goes for education, completely independent of how much needs to be raised for what.
Okay.
Which, if you think about it, is like, okay, well, I've decided I need a Maserati, and I have no idea how I'm going to pay for it. You know, I mean, it's pretty crazy. And the really wacky thing is, they passed the law that said this is what we define an education to be.
Okay.
But they failed to pass the piece of law that says this is how we plan to pay for it.
Oh.
And how much of it we plan to pay for.
What does that mean, Dennis?
That is a damn good question.
Well, it's an unfunded mandate.
Oh, yeah, ideally, right. And unfunded mandates, by the way, are complete. It actually, the terms unfunded mandate and the fact that you can't do that is in our Constitution.
Right.
But no one's, you know, well, people have tried to bring that up. Pro-liberty legislators have held up the Constitution in these hearings and said, this is an unfunded mandate. You cannot pass this law. And the people who don't care about the Constitution have said, oh, yeah, whatever. And unfortunately, right now, the people in control of our legislature are the ones who do not care about the Constitution.
Mm. Right. Well, what is that? I guess I still don't understand what's going to happen now. I mean, if they passed an unfunded mandate, a mandate, and that's unconstitutional, then isn't it subject to challenge in the court?
It is, but because this court is so screwed up, because they came up with this thing that's not in the Constitution.
It's the same court. You'd be challenging it in the same court that mandated it in the first place.
They're going to go ahead and say, okay, well, you have to fund it. So now it'll be funded, see?
Oh, my goodness, Dennis. This is a mess.
Yeah, it's a real mess, and no one quite knows what's going to happen. Certainly there is the possibility, and there are some people who would love to use this as an excuse for an income or sales tax. They're talking about suspending all the rules in the House. They're talking about, you know, even though they had a vote, bringing the vote back until they vote to get it, you know, until they vote the right way.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, really scary stuff.
That's
so
what they do. That's what they're doing out here in the Keene area. I think it's, Westmoreland, Mark, or Marlboro? One of the little towns around here. They keep bringing the same damn ballot measure onto the ballot, and the voters keep voting it down, and the bureaucrats keep getting to put it back on. It's happened 8 times now within a matter of the last year or so? It's nuts. Mm-hmm.
One of the pro-liberty legislators, who's one of my favorites, a guy named Ingridson, who is he's the kind of guy that's in favor of legalizing marijuana and a bunch of other really good things, he suggested just putting in the Constitution exactly what we have today, as in your local town decides what's adequate, and then your local town figures out how to pay for it, and problem solved. But unfortunately, that didn't get a whole lot of traction, so...
Well, I guess the only solution here, at least until we figure out what's going on or what's going to, how it's all going to play out, is to encourage as many free staters to run for state rep as possible in 2008, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. You know, people were talking just now about infiltration. The problem that we're going to have here, at least in the immediate term, is not being infiltrated. The problem we're going to have is having enough people who are actually lit enough and doing enough to make a difference to where it even is worthwhile infiltrating. Having free staters who are really active, who are really making the phone calls, who are running for office, who are putting the pressure on, getting, you know, doing all the stuff that you guys do, that's really the bigger concern that I would have.
Well, we're certainly going to have more people in 2008 than we have than we're going to have this year, and more free staters the early movers who've been living here longest, people like you, are going to be qualified to run for state rep, because you have to live in New Hampshire for 2 years before you can do that. But this is one of the reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the Free State Project selection, because the legislature is so large. There's 400-plus members in the New Hampshire legislature, and that means that the districts that they represent are very, very small. And so, therefore, it's very easy to mount an effective campaign for a very small amount of money. Therefore, we really could get some free staters elected, because we've already elected one of them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in this state, it boils down to how many of your neighbors know who you are and know you're not a nutbag.
Right.
So literally just going door to door, hello, I'm your neighbor, and I'm, you know,
I'm not a nutbag.
And I'm not a nutbag.
Right, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out here in 2007 this year, because as you know, Dennis, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we are going to be running some candidates for city council, which, you know, once again, very small districts, fairly easy to run these campaigns. And you're absolutely right. This area is so small that a lot of people know a lot of other people. And as long as you're a friendly individual who's sort of, you know, known in public to some extent, you've got a good shot at winning. And I think that we might actually be able to put someone in the city council this year.
You know, what I found is that a lot of the ones who are, I would call them the lawyer types or the sort of constitutional threat types,
mm-hmm.
they very often really don't try to contact and listen to their constituents. They try to tell them what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really effective for the people who have been elected into local office to publish their phone number all over the place in the newspaper and wherever, like, hey, I'm thinking of running for office. You got to tell me what you think. What
right.
bugs you? My phone number is blah. And people, some of them who are scared to death, oh, my God, those free staters are coming and we're all going to have AK-47s on our backs and there's going to be no driving laws. You know, the people who are really whacked out about that, when they see, like, wow, you know, this person put their phone number right there in the paper and I called and they
right.
just had a chat with me about, you know, traffic congestion or whatever. They go, you know, I'm going to vote for that person because they listen to me.
I think you're right about that, Dennis. Any other thoughts for us?
Nope.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I know that on Free Minds TV, which is one of the local cable access television shows that's produced here in Keene by our friends Toby, one of our Tuesday night co-hosts, is involved in that show. At the end of their show, they put their phone number up. They put the phone number of one of the guys on the show right there up on the screen. And he gets calls from people.
I bet.
So that's valuable because it shows that you really are interested in hearing what those people have to say. And I totally understand that because especially once a politician gets elected, it all of a sudden becomes next to impossible to talk to them.
Right.
Now,
they're busy. Oh,
now,
too busy to talk to you.
Now, hold on. It's not the same here in New Hampshire as it is everywhere else. At least down in Florida where we come from, you can't talk to your representatives. There are aides and, gatekeepers.
Right.
And
the
people that you have to get through. Here in New Hampshire, you can actually pick up the phone and call your representative at his house, most of them. But the state senators are a little more insulated. The senator that we have in this area was all accessible to the public when she was running for office, but try to get her to return a phone call now, doesn't happen. 800-259-9231, so we just need to put some good people into the race. I know a lot of people don't think that politics is the way to win. I think it's a combination of factors, but I think it'd be silly to ignore this venue. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today. We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231, SACL, CAI, toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the website? You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go and buy some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. You probably have bought something from them in the past. I mean, if you're online, odds are good of that because they've got 41 categories, everything from their huge book selection to their equally huge DVD collection and furniture and sporting goods and baby stuff and accessories and clothing. And, man, you name it, they pretty much sell it at Amazon. But what I want you to do is go through our link, which is amazon.freetalklive.com. Easy to remember, amazon.freetalklive.com, because if you enter through that link, then Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway. You have to shop to live. So you might as well shop at amazon.freetalklive.com, and a percentage of your purchase will be sent our way, which is that's a good thing. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. It's Brandon in Indiana. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Mark, your initial reaction to hesitation about Washington leading the whiskey rebellions, right? Because he actually signed into law the whiskey tax.
Right. So, I looked it up on Wikipedia, and we could go over it in long form if you'd like, but apparently he just ordered it. And
I was also curious about this initiative you guys were talking about. What are they trying to pass, like, eight times a year? What are they...
In Marlboro, which is a city that borders Keene.
It's a town.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, pardon me. It's a municipality that borders Keene. They want, the bureaucrats very badly want a new school. And so they've tried for, I think it was 7 votes in the last year and been shot down 7 times by the voters. And the voters, the ones that are voting it down are just irate. It's going to raise their tax rate. It's going to cost a lot of money.
And
they have to balance the books on these local municipalities. They can't just go into debt like the government can because it's printing, like the federal government can.
Yeah, the federal government prints the money.
Right. So it's crazy, but they've done it.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. We dealt with crap like that in our local community. I know if anything ever breaks down, they want to replace it. They don't want to fix it.
Right.
Or they want to replace it and then have money to build a whole new entire section onto the school. Like if there's a leak or a broken window, they want to replace all the windows or replace the entire. It's just an absolute waste of money, and they don't even fix it in the first place. But what I was calling for was zoning laws. I was curious if you guys, if I run for office, I'm certainly going to run on a platform of eliminating zoning laws, and I think that's a reasonable platform that any libertarian who wants to have any type of success in office could advocate.
I don't know if I agree that that's a great platform to run on.
Why not? A lot of homeowners...
I think it's pretty sane. It's better than going around and saying, let's privatize the schools. And I mean, obviously, these are good platforms, but I think zoning is probably one of the most sane ideas.
Eliminating zoning.
Now, hold on. New Hampshire isn't Santa Cruz, California, where we have a lot of problems. People deal with a lot of problems from zoning
officers. He lives in Indiana.
I'm just saying.
Right.
You know, the thing is there's not a lot of problems with zoning as far as people don't deal with zoning on a regular basis here. And I think if you say, I'm going to get rid of the zoning rules, they're going to imagine, like the crazy people do, that somebody's going to put a dump in next door to their house.
Well, the central planners are going to they're going to plant those ideas in people's heads. They're going to be your biggest opposition on
that. You know what, Ian? Exactly, and you're right. And it's up to us to combat that. And that's why I'm wondering if you guys know of any examples of a city without zoning.
Houston
is
zoning. Okay, I thought Houston was one of those.
That's why Houston's an even better example, because contained inside of Houston, which I believe expanded to its entire county limits, are other municipalities that do have zoning laws, and their property values haven't gone up as quickly as Houston's have.
I wish I could remember.
That's just a great example, then.
It is.
Right. That's why I say that zoning's a good issue, because a lot of homeowners have been affected by it.
Yeah. In Indiana, it certainly is an issue. I know in my hometown in the county, a guy had a business, and it burnt down.
Right.
And he said, well, I want to get this thing put right back up so I don't have to let go of my employees. Well, he was grandfathered in. And so now, in order to build this thing, he'd have to get the law changed. They'd have to make special exceptions.
Oh, no.
They won't do that. And so he had to end up firing his employees because he wasn't allowed to build something on his own land.
Right.
And I think that and that type of thing, it really gets the public going.
It affects a lot of business owners as well, and because there are examples of places without zoning, it's not a totally pie-in-the-sky concept. It's
exactly.
Something that you can point to.
I think it's a very reasonable concept that people can really cling on to. I think all libertarian is a great ideology. It's a philosophy.
You should, though,
but
Brandon.
There are certain aspects of libertarianism that tend to... scare people, and I think zoning is one of those aspects that does not scare people.
Well, I'm sure you'll certainly find out when you actually run, but I think that you also need to, if you haven't thought about this yet already, you probably have, but you also need to come up with one or two other key campaign issues as well.
I'm not considering running right now.
Right.
This is just something that I would certainly put on my platform.
You got to have something else that's going to appeal to different other different segments of voters as well. So maybe marijuana decriminalization for the younger set, or parking. For instance, here in Keene, the parking meters are everywhere,
right?
And everyone hates them.
Right. Everybody but a bureaucrat hates a parking meter. Everybody but a meter maid hates a parking meter.
Yeah.
Meters are something you could definitely get people on the other side. I'm not sure about zoning. You don't have me convinced on that one. I think another thing that you can definitely run on is lower property taxes. Everybody doesn't like writing that check. And if you just make them a promise of that, then, hey, look, I made you the promise of lower property taxes. I didn't say that I was going to pull money out of my butt and pay for everything that everything that the city wants. We got to cut costs. We got to cut spending here.
Here's a perfect example of government waste. Now, I can't source this, and I'm not 100% sure that it's true, but I think it is. And in Indiana, it costs more to collect the property tax than we actually make in property taxes. The Republicans tried to get rid of the property tax and just go to an income tax, but the Democrats voted against it. I don't know why. I can't remember what their reasoning was.
Yeah,
if anybody wants to call in and correct me on that, you're more than welcome to. I'd like to know for sure.
So now,
but,
Brandon...
I'll let you guys go.
Brandon, you're still in college there in Indiana, right?
Yeah, I am.
How much more time you have there?
Maybe 2 or 3 years. I'm just not entirely sure.
Are you coming to New Hampshire after that?
I'd like to, but, everybody has their priorities. Depends on where I can find a teaching job, too. So.
Oh, you're going to be a teacher. Okay.
Yeah, I am. History teacher.
I'm hoping that we can take over the university here in Keene and turn it from a socialist indoctrination center into a free market university. So
that would
who knows?
Be a great advancement.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Well, I had a great story, and I'm going to hold it because it is so great. It's a commentary piece from Wired by this guy that is very upset about the Google Street View thing that they're doing, and it's just outrageous. But in the meantime, we'll do a quick story about the Mennonites. This one from MSNBC. Apparently, in Missouri, the Mennonite community in Huntsville are planning to move to Arkansas over a Missouri requirement that all drivers be photographed if they want a license. The Mennonites, they are a plain living sect whose members are similar to the Amish, but usually more worldly in that they'll use a car if necessary.
Right.
Say the 2004 law conflicts with the biblical prohibition against the making of graven images.
What? I've never heard of any Mennonites getting upset about driver's license.
These guys are going to move out of the state. They're so upset.
They can do whatever they want.
Irvin Kropp, a bearded, overall-wearing grocer whose market draws customers from miles around for their fresh milk, brown eggs, and spices, he said, "We want to respect our government. We're not trying to fight them, but we still have our beliefs." He said he's looking to sell his store. He said if he can't find a buyer, he'll stay in Missouri but rely on someone else to bring in supplies. Around Huntsville, community members say more than a dozen families altogether are preparing to move south to Arkansas, where state law offers a religious exemption to the photo requirement. Other Mennonite enclaves are also facing a similar dilemma. Missouri had an exemption similar to Arkansas for more than 30 years. That changed in the security crackdown after September 11th. So for three decades, they didn't require, there was a religious exemption for
and
the
photo always been, And there's been a lot of terrorist problems in Missouri for that 30 years. Lots of them.
Many Mennonites in Missouri find that acceptable and plan to stay put. Now those who object to the photo requirement can have their pictures left off their licenses, but photos must remain on file with the state. So there's sort of a halfway point there.
Hmm.
Spokesbureaucrat for the Department of Revenue overseeing the driver's license says while her agency is sympathetic, quote, "We are the administrator, not the creator of state law."
The
cops, right?
Right. Yeah. That worked for the Nazis at Nuremberg, too.
We're just doing our jobs. So there you go. So the driver's licenses are getting more and more restrictive. And as a result, the poor Mennonites, they're kind of upset about that. The Mennonites, they're not hurting anybody. How many of the terrorists in history have been Mennonites? It's just absurd. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right, we're done, and we'll be back Monday, but we'll still have live programming Friday and Saturday, so stick with us and online at freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.